101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:10. Good morning. 46 degrees in downtown Wadena. And instead of doing dance news here on this Wednesday morning, as we do every Wednesday now, we talk with Nicole Strozek of the Wadena Pioneer Journal. She's a reporter there, and she is here in studio. Hey, Nicole, how's it going this morning?
Good morning, CJ. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Not as good knowing that there's snow coming in the next couple days, but, you know, other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
You know, it's just like a Halloween tradition, I think. I just don't think that there's any other way around it. It's either beautiful out for Halloween or it's atrocious.
There's no in the middle.
There's no in between.
No in between at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, weather kind of impacting a little bit of the things you have going on at the Pioneer Journal. We were talking about the flyover that was supposed to happen last week.
Yes, that was supposed to happen last week. And unfortunately, due to the weather, they had to postpone. And they're possibly rescheduling it for today. I have not heard yet. Today or tomorrow, I'd heard that it was either Wednesday or Thursday.
Sure.
So keeping my fingers crossed.
Right. Hoping no snow comes early and messes that up.
That would be nice if they would just hold off just a little bit.
What else did you have to do for the paper last week? What were you doing kind of around town here?
Yeah, so it was a really busy week last week. We had a lot of stuff going on, including the new, well, it's not new, I guess, but they have a new location, the Mojave Ottawa building.
Mm-hmm.
They have purchased the old freshwater building. I don't know exactly. I'm sorry. It's next to the Fresh Freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are getting a new location, new home, and they've been leasing. They had, I had spoke to their director of operations, Zemi Goodrich, and she had said that they had been leasing for the last 11 years, and they finally have a new building that they can call their own.
Awesome.
So that's great.
Cool. It's cool to see that kind of change and see things kind of, I mean, it's moving from one building to the other, but still it's kind of it's a little change of pace here.
It is. And I think, you know, the new building will not only provide them with more space, but it also provides them with, you know, more ways to accommodate the community. And they do a lot of really great things over at the Mojave Ottawa Community Action Partnership. And so if you don't know anything about what they've got going on, they have an open house coming up next week. From 1 to 3, and you can stop in, you can visit with everybody, you can learn more about their programs and what they have to offer.
What else do you have to do?
Oh my goodness. Well, I toured the new Humane Society's building. I didn't get to see any puppers or some meows, but I did get to see where their new location and what's going on over there. They have their chili feed fundraiser coming up on the 30th, and that'll be at the VFW from 4 to 7, I think it is. And all of the proceeds go to the shelter, though, and not the new building. So that's something that was interesting to find out. And they're planning on moving into their new location, starting with their phase one by the first of the year.
All right. And for those who don't know, where's that new location at?
The new location is on Highway 10, and it's kind of like over by Heartland Tire.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nicole, what else have you been running around doing for the paper?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was at a city council meeting. They had a special city council meeting in regards to the Highway 10 stuff that's going to be happening with MnDOT. I met with Dr. Hala Madi over from Estera Health. She's their new OBGYN, and we talked about breast health and Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so that was really interesting to meet with her and to you know, kind of put something together for the paper. Also talked with Wadena County Sheriff Mike Carr. If anyone's ever noticed, he wears a pink badge, and so does some of the other deputies with the Wadena County Sheriff's Office. And they do that to honor and to support people that are struggling with breast cancer.
Really, so, really cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And anything else, or does that wrap up your week, or you still got more stuff that you had to do over the last few days?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been a pretty busy couple of weeks, but, you know, we just kind of have some Halloween stuff coming up in the paper today, like kind of a wrap-up of that. The Wadena Concert Association has a really cool concert coming up, Lyle Black, and that'll be on the 30th as well, on Monday, the day before Halloween. And everybody can look for the Halloween Kitty Parade that's happening on Halloween. So that'll be fun too. But we have a lot of really great stuff in the paper this week. So check it out.
All right. And if people want to go check out that paper, where can they buy one? Where can they subscribe? How can they do all that great stuff, Nicole?
Yes, of course. So you can get a paper pretty much anywhere in town, grocery stores, gas stations, and that kind of stuff. You can stop into the Pioneer Journal yourself and grab a copy of your own paper. You can subscribe by going to wadinapj.com. And if you have any story ideas, I'm also asking everyone if they have some really great deer hunting pictures, like if you shot the deer of your dreams, send it to me at the Pioneer Journal and we'll try to get it in the paper for you. And you can reach me at Nicole or N. Strasek at wadinapj.com.
All right. Awesome. You know, believe it or not, people are pretty willing to send over their deer pictures once they've once they've shot them. People want to impress you with those ones.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So looking forward to that.
All right. Awesome. Nicole Strasek of the Wadena Pioneer Journal. She's a reporter there. She joins us every Wednesday morning to talk about the things going on in Wadena and the surrounding communities. Nicole, great to get to chat with you again.
Thank you.
Hopefully that flyover gets to happen because
yes.
I want to hear about it.
I know. Next week, I hope. I hope today. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
All right. Have a good week, Nicole.
Thank you, CJ. You too.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.